Matthew 5:25. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who's taken you to court. Do it while you're still together on the way. Do it while you're still together on the way. Do it while there is still time, while you're still on this planet. In other words, before they take you to court and the judge gets involved. And just in case some of you are still unclear, let's take a few moments to look at this word adversary and the need to settle out of court. When you call someone idiot or fool, you are positioning them as your adversary. You're denigrating them and dishonouring them. You've just made yourself an enemy, even if you only do it in your mind. Pride, superiority, idiot, fool. Your attitude towards them will speak louder than words, and you did it. You brought it on yourself. The adversary, capital A, is the common foe, Satan, mankind's archenemy. Notice the capitalization. So if you've just made yourself an enemy, an adversary, small a, we can see immediately why Jesus says, nip that thing in the bud or it's going to grow and bear fruit which will poison you. If you do not diffuse the situation, the animosity you just provoked can become a deep-seated resentment towards you, which will lead to revenge. And revenge, as we know, is not only sweet, but best served cold. It's the law of sowing and reaping. How often, regrettably, this works itself out in a marriage where things become difficult. That which started out as a loving relationship deteriorates into a dogfight. You saw things were going downhill fast, but you waited too long to do anything. If only you'd made peace while you could. Now your partner's animosity knows no bounds and you have an adversary on your hands who is going to make you pay. If you have not yet discovered that an offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city, Proverbs 18:19, let me enlighten you from experience. He is. You cannot get through to someone who you have, granted it may be without knowing, offended. Here is someone who's not holding you not only to blame, but an unforgiveness. What do you do with that? This person is going to make you pay or die trying. This is a person you have embittered by what you've said. They are offended and metaphorically they're taking you to court. They are now your adversary. Next step is clink, jail. And there is no get out of jail card free here. It can happen in any situation. Marriage, office, home, school. Again, we see if we have the slightest inkling that we've put ourselves in this position, we need to do something quickly, very quickly, because the clock is ticking and it can only get worse. A good exercise right now is to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal if there's anyone you may have offended and make haste to put it right. Settle out of court, even if you lose face, because you will win in the end. In this life, one adversary is enough to handle without making any more. Sorted.